everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 1st of April, and we are continuing with our basic pronunciation practice. Today is number 10, and we are following our student friend Liz, who has moved to a new city and has recently got a part-time job. We listen to different dialogues slowly on Mondays and Wednesdays. And my plan for you as a listener is to follow along and also listen and repeat. So let's get started. Hey, Peter. Fancy meeting you here. Hey, Peter. Fancy meeting you here. Peter, fancy meeting you here. Hi, Liz. I've come to book a holiday. Hi, Liz. I've come to book a holiday. Hi, Liz. I've come to book a holiday. Really? Really? No. I'm only joking. No, I'm only joking. No, I'm only joking. I'm a poor student, remember? I'm a poor student, remember? No, I'm only joking. I'm a poor student, remember? I can't afford a holiday yet. I can't afford a holiday yet. I can't afford a holiday yet. Carl told me that you work here. Carl told me that you work here. Carl told me that you work here. So I thought I'd pop in to see you. So I thought I'd pop in to see you. So I thought I'd pop in to see you. What a lovely surprise. What a lovely surprise. What a lovely surprise. So, how is the job so far? So, how is the job so far? So, how is the job so far? So far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. The people here, really nice. And helpful. The people here are nice and helpful. The people here are really nice and helpful. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. It sounds like the perfect part-time job for a student. It sounds like the perfect part-time job for a student. It sounds like the perfect part-time job for a student. I think so. I think so. Okay, just three things to mention today. In the first sentence, I say, Hey Peter, fancy meeting you here. This set phrase, fancy meeting you here, is like saying, what a surprise to see you here. It's very common, especially in England. Fancy is a verb. It's an old verb, actually used to mean you feel like something, especially food. I fancy a bar of chocolate, or I fancy some pizza. But this is a particular set phrase, meaning how nice to meet you, or what a surprise that you're here. Fancy meeting you here. If you look a little further down, where I say, Carl told me that you work here, so I thought I'd pop in to see you. Okay, to pop in. It's a very unusual phrase. Some people say to drop by to see you, and it means to just turn up and go and visit someone without prearranging. To pop in is used very much in England. To drop by is used more in the United States, but both are understood in both countries. I personally use this phrase all the time, to pop in. I'll pop in and see you. For example, I'll say to Mother, I'll pop in tomorrow for a cup of tea. And finally, the use of the two words, so far. When the question is asked, so, how is the job so far? And then Liz's response is, so far, so good. Well, we understand the use of so far. It means up until now. How has your job been up until now, or up until this point? And her answer is, so far, so good. That is a set phrase that you can learn by heart. It's very good to add to conversation. If somebody asks you how something is, you can say, so far, so good. Okay, let's hear the final reading. I'll do it twice. The first time I'll do it slowly. The second time I will do it at a native, natural speed. And try to repeat after my slow reading. Hey, Peter. Fancy meeting you. Hey, Liz. I've come to book a holiday. Really? No, I'm only joking. I'm a poor student, remember? I can't afford a holiday yet. Carl told me that you work here. So, I thought I'd pop in to see you. What a lovely surprise. So, how is the job so far? So far, so good. The people here are really nice and helpful. I'm learning a lot. It's like the perfect part-time job for a student. I think so. Hey, Peter. Fancy meeting you here. Hi, Liz. I've come to book a holiday. Really? No, I'm only joking. I'm a poor student, remember? I can't afford a holiday yet. Carl told me that you work here, so I thought I'd pop in to see you. What a lovely surprise. So, how is the job so far? So far, so good. The people here are really nice and helpful. I'm learning a lot. It sounds like the perfect part-time job for a student. I think so. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember that my podcast is on Mondays and Wednesdays for a basic pronunciation practice, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays for a longer intermediate podcast. My app called A Cup of English is available in iTunes, And if you wish to contact me, if you have any questions, comments or suggestions, or if you're interested in me Skyping a lesson for you, just send me an email to acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.